outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Hope your fire's on. No place to go. Metaphorically or literally. I meant you're keeping toasty out there, folks. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I can't believe it. We're here. It's the last segment of this Snow Day Wednesday. And so we've got a little bit of time for Over the Hump and Trump. Got great two guests and friends with me today, Corey and Jamie. We are sharing memories, thoughts about our favorite snow day activities. Alas, given my current employment, snow days don't really exist anymore. I know you guys know all about that. Folks, if you'd like to share some of your snow day favorites or memories, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Corey, do you have some favorite snow day activities?
Well, you know, I grew up in the UP of Michigan.
There was never a snow day.
Never happened. Put on the chains, get out the snowcat, and get your butt to school.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and it was uphill both ways, by the way. So, I mean, sledding, right? I mean, that was it, right? You find your favorite hill, and you grab the sled, and you blow the dust off of it, or maybe not, and wax down the bottom and give her.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been hit by the toboggan going max speed at the bottom of the hill? I've had a few of those yard sales. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or into the brush.
Yes. You know, at the bottom of the hill. where your captain in the front isn't steering the toboggan well. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, I didn't let anybody steer. I had enough inertia all on my own. I didn't need...
Me and you both, friend. I was 6 feet by the time I was 14, so I feel you there. Yeah. I think I heard you, Mr. Zommers, running the board today for us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you have a favorite snow day activity, sir?
I will say, you know, I have younger sisters, and so we wouldn't always go sledding. When we did, it was fun, but sometimes it's just go outside, make snowmen, build a snow fort, come back in and have that delicious hot chocolate to warm back up. Mm-hmm. That was always great. As far as sledding, though, one of my favorite places to sled is Camp Sinawa. It's a Boy Scout camp that has a huge hill that goes down, and then there's like a 2-foot drop onto the lake. Ooh. And so at the bottom, you had to decide, all right, how fast are we going? Are we going to bail out, or are we going to just
bailing?
Take the big...
That's pretty hardcore.
That is pretty hardcore. Yeah.
Hats or snow boots off to you, Mr. Zombers,
right?
For that one.
Literally. With a 2-foot drop, lots of things can go flying at that point.
Flying on, hat pops off.
That's right.
Seriously injured.
That's good. That's good.
Not seriously injured. Just slightly injured.
Couple
you
bruises.
Sound like you were a kid in the 70s, which I know is not true, because I don't know how any of us made it out of that decade without more serious injuries, because there was a lot of just recklessness happening. I am actually going to get off of the air at 4. I'm going to get an old school plastic sled out of my garage attic.
Yes,
I'm going to go down Water Street, mm-hmm. hike up Brewer's Hill with a buddy of mine, and actually go sledding after the show today. So if I end up with an injury report tomorrow, y'all know why.
Still got to do the show. You still got to do the show.
No excuses.
Aye, Captain.
No excuses. See, and
black eyes, not an excuse. Jamie, what are your favorite snow day activities?
I grew up in South Dakota, right? So basically, if the wind came up over 10 miles per hour, there was nothing to stop it. So every day was essentially a snow day. Now, I was an only child like you, Maggie. So I had some pretty hardcore parents. We had to scoop out things first. And of course, there's always a little bit of fun because that's how my parents were. So we did that. And then we'd always build snowmen. We had one hill in Mitchell, South Dakota, where I grew up. And that was essentially the sledding hill. Everybody gathered. And Corey, we lived there for a little bit when our kids were small, so you know exactly what hill I'm talking about.
Yes, the one hill.
The hill
where I pushed Dexter, who wasn't ready, and I heard him complaining all the way down the hill.
Yes.
And it just got...
Yeah, but da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That was exactly what happened.
He also didn't like to trudge back up the hill with his sled, so then he complained all the way back up at the same time. So, yes.
I remember the first time I ever went to, like, a groomed toboggan hill, and it had a gondola, like a ski lift that you just grab onto the rope. I was like, this
is the best.
Yeah. Oh.
It was, like, zero effort. Just go have fun. It was so amazing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, I was going to say, Sue is over on the text line, Maggie. Did you see this? Nice. And she says the same in Racine at North Beach. She says they'd sled down, and if you had a good run, you could make it onto what would actually be sand.
Them's the breaks. Love it, Sue and Franklin. Hope you're staying toasty this afternoon. Now, my friends, you and I are all of similar vintage, so I'm going to ask you this one last question to round out today's little segment of Over the Hump and Trump, trying to get away from the politics here. Being of a similar vintage to me, having logged some years in the 70s, did your mother's hot chocolate ever include, you know, a little splash of the Baileys, maybe a wee bit of the B&B, a little brandy perhaps?
Yes. They said it was so that I could sleep better. That's not what it was. Well, it might have been on for them, for perhaps. For them.
Right. Their sleep.
Yes. You slept better.
I did. But no, I mean, if you're a child of the 70s, was that even not an option? I mean, was it not? I'm pretty sure. And my mom made homemade hot cocoa mix, by the way, which was amazing. Not just packets, homemade. So, yeah.
I just want the little marshmallows. I just want the little
ones?
Marshmallows.
The ones.
The little ones. The little tiny ones. Yeah.
White marshmallows or multicolored, Corey?
Oh, both. Whatever you got.
Let them melt in. Who cares?
D, all of the above. Now they have fancy, like, hot chocolate kits with the melting chocolate / marshmallow. It's amazing. Well, my thanks to you, Corey and Jamie. And, of course, Aaron Zommer's on the board today for sharing a little bit of our favorite snow day activities. I'm going to leave it there, folks. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. Maybe ask my little buddy how he likes to get down those snow hills. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together, but not on a sled.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.